It's pretty much the same. You know, the usual. My mom, my uncle, my sister, my brother, you know, they all text me. Snoop texts me, you know, but he texts me every week. So, you know, it's pretty much the same. But there's also guys that I haven't talked to in years that call me up, you know, give me a shout-out and stuff. And, you know, the guys around the league, my guys, Reggie Bush, Steve Smith, Eric Wright from Cleveland Browns, you know, they all, you know, call me and tell me they like what they see. They want me to keep it up and things like that.
There's been a lot of jokes made about the 80-yarder. Jeff said, you know, that you didn't catch a breath until midnight that night. But have you had an 80-yarder before in your career, that kind of a run?
Yeah, I've been playing football for years. I didn't have 99-yarders before, you know, but I was in high school, man. Yeah, I mean, there's jokes that can be said, but, you know, so far, the only joke is that I had the longest run scrimmage this year. So as big as I am and as out of shape that they say I am, you know, it's amazing that, you know, this big out of shape guy ran 80 yards without anybody grabbing him. So, you know, it is what it is. People are going to say what they're going to say. But for right now, I am the guy with the longest run from scrimmage.
Jeff did say that you've lost a little bit of weight here in the season. Can you estimate about how much you may have dropped in the last few weeks?
I don't know. He could tell you if you want to tell you. But, you know, I've just been working hard, you know. Just trying to get in the best shape I could possibly be. And I've been in good shape. You know, they weren't upset with when I came in. You know, everything was fine. But the thing is, I'm trying to lose more weight to get the burst that I have, you know, and get the speed that I feel like I need to have on this level. But
hey, Len, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Someone told me that Deion said you and Chris Johnson remind him of Millie Vanilli. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that, but I don't know what Millie Vanilli. Millie Vanilli were imposters. They were frauds. They were fakes. Everything that they seen that happened on Sunday was real life. So, you know, I don't know what happened. I don't know what the comment was about or for, but, you know, it is what it is. Deion's a good guy. I know him well, so, you know, I don't think he was really taking shots. He's just having fun. That's prime time, though.
Are your legs fresher, and you think that has to do with being able to share carries with Chris? Is that really translated?
I don't know. I don't know that. You know, it's only the sixth game of the season, so I don't know if my legs are fresher from this point. I had a torn meniscus last year, so my legs were kind of dead the whole year, you know. It was just compensating for one knee. But other than that, you know, I feel good last year. And right now, I feel good right now, you know. I'm excited, you know. We got Chris that's doing a great job. He's doing an awesome job. So I love every minute of that, you know. I love my fullback, Ahmad. He gets the job done for us. The offensive line, I mean, you can't say enough about him. But, you know, at this point right now, we're 6-0. We're going for 7-0. There's nothing that you can complain about, you know. And maybe if you were losing and things weren't going the way you wanted them to, maybe you could speak up and say, maybe I want some more carries, or, you know, I want to do this, I want to do that. But, you know, I don't know where I am leading rushing. You know, I'm top of the charts in scoring, so it's all going hand in hand. We're combining to make a deadly combination to win football games.
Talk about your relationship with Chris.
Chris Jay?
Yeah.
That's my guy. You know, we're close, man. You know, it's crazy how much you can bond with a person in such little time. But, you know, I've bonded with him really well. And, you know, I look at him as a little brother. You know, I don't think there's any days that if we do go out anywhere, we hit the city or we go shopping or whatever it is, you know, we call one another and we usually meet each other out. And, you know, and what you see on the field, you know, we go and shake each other's hands, or really excited, or it's genuine out there. We're really excited for each other. We compete each other just because, you know, it makes the team better, you know. And once he's saying me break the 80-yarder, it's crazy because we're on the sideline, and I'm like, it was a 4th-and-1 play, I think, and I said, they stop him right here, I'm going to the house. And he was like, why are you going to do a 50-yarder? You can do 80. That's a real story, man. And, you know, it's crazy because a couple series later, I ended up going 80 yards and I'm running the sideline. He's like, I told you, you know. So I said, well, now it's your time. And then he did the same thing. So, you know, it's good stuff.
Are you guys the most formidable duo in the league, you think?
You said what?
Are you guys the most formidable duo in the league?
I mean, we are. We get along with one another. We like each other. You know, it's genuine respect out there for one another. I don't know because Deuce and Reggie do an awesome job, you know. Maurice and Fred, they do an awesome job too. There's a lot of people, there's a lot of backfields in the league that do good with one another. You know, right now I think we're both really happy and love what we're doing right now. You know, we're winning football games. I think if these other teams had the record we had and we're winning like we were, then, you know, all the focus would kind of be on them. But, you know, we're just taking care of business week in, week out.
The nickname Smash and Dash, when did you guys think of it? And CJ said that until he can top your 80-yarder, you're the dash in this duo.
Yeah, my God. See, that's what I'm saying. We finally get the respect. You know, Smash and Dash been around for a long time. We didn't just want to tell nobody, you know, because we kind of got played out with the Thunder and Lightning, you know, that, and it's not really played out. That's me and my guy, Reggie Bush, you know, that'll forever be us. That was me and him at SC, so, you know, we had to come up with something different, and I told him Smash and Dash, and he said, yeah, we can do that. And, you know, I was like, who's Smash and who's Dash? We joked about that for a while, but now he's telling me I am Dash, and he's Smash for right now.
SC, you showed a great nose for the end zone, and you're doing that this season. What is it when you're down in there that, you know, you're able to pick your way in there so quickly?
I think I joke about it every week, and I talk to people every week, but to me, there's nothing better than scoring a touchdown. You know, if you're scoring touchdowns, you're winning football games, and that's what it's about on this level. You know, it's not about being selfish and having, you know, your personal goals. Everybody has them, and they want to accomplish them. But, you know, my personal goal is to do what I can to help win the football game. And if we're scoring a lot of touchdowns and scoring points on the board, then we're usually winning. And for some reason, you know, God has blessed me with a nose for the touchdowns, you know. It's been like that since I was 7 years old, and I thank him every day for that because I want to continue.
A lot of times this league, when somebody's drafted your position, you have the right to say, I'm not going to be nice to this guy. I'm going to treat him like a jerk, whatever. You've done a 180. You've taken him under your wing, and you guys have grown together. You talked about that team concept. Is that what it's all about?
Yeah, it better be that way. You know, you don't draft somebody in the first round for, you know, the guy in front of him or behind him to be mad. You know, I drafted him because they seen something which can help us win football games. And as we all seen this early part of the year, that he's special. He brings a lot to the table, and, you know, he opens things up for me, Kerry, Vince, you know, whoever it is, he does that for us. So you gotta welcome the challenge, and at the same time, you gotta respect it, you know. And I respect him, and I welcome the challenge, and whatever he needs from me to be grow as a football player, to be successful in this league, if I can give it to him, I will.
Let's talk Monday Night Football. It's at home.
Yeah.
It's gonna be loud. Coaches want to say it's just another game, but for the players, I got to think you're sticking your chest out a little bit.
I mean, kind of, because you want the world to see you. You know, you're finally on the stage where the whole world can watch, and pretty much the whole world is going to be watching. They want to know if we're a fluke team, if 6-0 is just something that's been said, or do we really play like a team that you know, can back up the record. You know, the record absolutely means nothing. You know, the thing is, it's a divisional game against the Colts, so that means everything to us. And we need to go out here and play as hard as we possibly can to get this victory. And, you know, it'll feel good if we get this victory on this national, you know, stand with everybody watching. So, you know, we're not looking at it as, it's the Super Bowl. We have to win it. But we want to win this football game, and we want to do it on Monday night.
You mentioned Ahmad Hall. Do you think he's making a case for the Pro Bowl this season?
If Ahmad Hall doesn't make the Pro Bowl this year, God forbid any injury, that is something's wrong. Nobody's voting the right thing, because I haven't seen nobody take Ahmad Hall up on a block yet. You know, they did. People's helmets came flying off. Never mind. Scott. Robbie's looking at me. So Scott from the Ravens, you know, his helmet came off or whatever. And Ahmad is a thumper, man. Ahmad is one of the last of the dying breeds. He's an authentic fullback, somebody that loves going in there and smashing. And it's hard to find that. You know, they love Lorenzo Neal. And if he's making it every year, then I don't see why Ahmad Hall can't.